Listener Production.
Good morning, it's Courtney Thomas with your latest local news. Central Queensland Police hold concerns for a teen reported missing from Billawilla. The 13-year-old, who's described as Aboriginal with black hair and brown eyes, was last seen by family around 5 p.m. on Sunday afternoon. His disappearance is out of character. Police say he was spotted in the Billawilla area last night. Anyone with information is urged to come forward. Pics and more details can be found on the My Police website. It's full steam ahead for investment into Queensland's resources industry. It comes as the state government's latest round of funding will see $4.6 million go towards the discovery of critical minerals. However, Managing Editor of Industry Queensland, Robert Dark, says we're still a long way off from seeing cheaper energy costs from renewables.
I think, for example, the pumped hydro at Baramba hasn't even started yet, and it's a $12 billion project.
His comments come as construction gets underway on a new mega solar farm just outside of Gladstone. And there's new hope for the Great Barrier Reef amid mass coral bleaching caused by global warming. Researchers from the University of Queensland and Exeter have found some deep areas of coral are protected from harmful heat waves. UQ Centre for Marine Science Professor Peter Mumby says the biodiversity there is different to what you find in shallow water reefs.
That deep water biodiversity is less severely threatened in the immediate term. But we can't be complacent, because if we don't get on a better climate trajectory, even those reefs are going to be experiencing the sorts of stresses that we're familiar with in shallow water.
Updating some local sport news now, and in basketball, where round one of the 2024 NBL1 North season officially begins tomorrow. In the women's competition, our Rockhampton Cyclones v the Townsville Flames on Saturday, while in the later game, our men, the Rockets, clash the Heat at Bravis Arena.